Hello, I'm again here. Want to share about a case of I will say later. Okay, let's learn about. I mean, let's just first see the case. A CSF sample was sent from a patient who is a known HIV positive and suffering from altered sensorium and neck rigidity. Interpret the material and give the diagnosis. So the CSF sample is collected in this case because he presented with altered sensorium and also with neck rigidity. So there is CNS involvement here. We don't know what's the causative organism, but he is a known HIV patient, which means he's actually susceptible to various kinds of infections. So he may got infected with any organism, but that's our job to find out what is that organism that is causing his neck rigidity and altered sensorium. So for this is usually confirmed that according to those there is CNS involvement that is leading to these features. And so we took sample, CSF sample, and then we have to do three things, that is microscopy, culture and biochemical tests. So microscopy, the most commonest organism which involves CNS in HIV patients is either Candida or Cryptococcus or other bacteria. So we can do Indian ink preparation. I mean, the samples, the material given here is Indian ink preparation staining, showing round budding yeast cells ranging from 5 to 15 μm with a distinct hollow or the capsule around it. So by this you should be known by now what's the organism causing these clinical features. So in Indian ink preparation, this round budding yeast surrounded by a distinct hollow or capsule. And still I'm going to tell you about the culture. So culture in STA, sebarodextrose agar, the growth, the microorganism is mucoid and creamy colonies. And the biochemical test is urease positive. So the result is going to be Cryptococcus neoformans, of course, because in Indian preparation we are seeing this round budding yeast cells with clear hollow and in sebarodextrose agar creamy white colonies or creamy mucoid colonies in biochemical test is urease positive. So it is Cryptococcal neoformans, that's the organism. And the clinical diagnosis is cryptococcal meningitis. So, let's learn something about this sebarodextrose agar. So, this sebarodextrose agar usually consists of peptone, dextrose agar, and distilled water. Maintain the pH of 5.6 acidic pH. Usually sterilized by using autoclave at 121 degrees Celsius for 45 minutes. In infections caused by Cryptococcus is meningitis, as seen in the case, and also pulmonary infections like pneumonitis are also caused by Cryptococcus neoformans. And some opportunistic fungal infections. Can you tell me some opportunistic fungal infections? Yeah, they are penicillosis, so aspergillosis, and this candidiasis, cryptococcosis, and mucormycosis, and pneumocystocytosis. So, route of infection is usually inhalation of the spores. So, let me tell you about urease test. Okay. So, urease test also known as Campylobacter like organism test, is a rapid diagnostic test for diagnosis of Helicobacter pylori. Anyway, you know, urease is actually an enzyme. So in this test, we are going to find out the ability of that particular microorganism to secrete the urease enzyme, which actually catalyzes the conversion of urea to ammonia and carbon dioxide. So all those organisms which can release this enzyme urease, and thus this urease converts the urea into ammonium and carbon dioxide. This is the principle. Okay, and now in this case, Cryptococcus is a urease positive organism. That is, it can produce urease. So pink color in the medium in less than 24 hours indicates that it's urease positive organism. Pink color it is. So what are the urease positive organisms? Let us see. Actually, you know the principle that urea, conversion of urea into ammonia and carbon dioxide with the enzyme urease is tested in this test. So organisms that hydrolyze urea rapidly like proteus may produce positive reactions within 1 to 2 hours. Less active like Klebsiella may require 3 or more days. So the routine diagnostic laboratories, the urea test result is read within 24 hours. So proteus and Klebsiella are positive organisms, it seems. So if organism produces urease enzyme, the color of the slant changes from light orange to magenta, or you know, pink color. If organism do not produce urease, the agar slant and butt remains light orange. So orange is converted to pink in urease test. So diagnostic utility is, it's useful for demonstration or presence of Helicobacter pylori, which is a urease positive organism, and also the rapid urease test can be used to differentiate between the yeasts like Candida albicans and Cryptococcus neoformans, because these both are yeasts and they both produce this budding round color yeast in the microscopy, and we may just confuse. So, and also Candida grows in a subroots dextrose agar, same like Cryptococcus neoformans does. So for the differentiation, we actually do this urease test. So Cryptococcus neoformans produces urease enzyme and thus gives a positive result with rapid urease test, whereas Candida albicans do not do that. Well, okay. And next, urea breath test is also present. So it's a non-invasive test to detect Helicobacter pylori, also based on the urease activity. This is known as urea breath test. Highly sensitive and specific test. And urease test is useful test, can be used as part of identification of several genera and species of E. coli, including enterobacterias, including proteus and Klebsiella. Also useful in the identification of Cryptococcus species, Brucella, Helicobacter pylori. And the positive organisms are proteus, Brucella, Cryptococcus, Helicobacter and Cornibacterium. And there is mnemonics, you know, to actually, the mnemonics are like angels for us. Mnemonics to remember urease positive is punch, punch, punch. P for proteus, U for urea plasma, N for nocardia, C for Cryptococcus neoformans, and also Cornibacterium, H for Helicobacter, of course, sponge, you can remember. Okay, this is about urease test. The principle mainly is production of urease by the macroorganism to convert urea into ammonia and carbon dioxide. So this actually turns into pink color if it's positive. Why it's turning into pink color? Tell me, anyone. So anyway, this is how you perform urease test. Okay guys, this is about the case. Bye bye.